welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's up, everyone? Scott here. Welcome back. Before we jump into this, make sure you share this podcast with anybody who would find it useful. Let's build this community because everybody's trying to figure out business together. Today, we're going to dive into something that is critical for entrepreneurs and business owners: how to evaluate competition and industry trends. Evaluating competition and trends is absolutely crucial to the success of your business. Here's why. You understand your market position. By analyzing your competitors, you gain a clearer understanding of where you stand. This knowledge helps you identify your strengths and your weaknesses, as well as areas where you can improve or differentiate to gain a competitive edge. You learn from others' successes and mistakes. By studying competitors, you can understand their strategies. This can provide tons of valuable insight into what works and what doesn't. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Learn from successes and failures and make better informed decisions. Avoid costly mistakes. Adapting to changing customer needs. Industry trends directly impact customer behavior and expectations. Staying informed about these trends enables you to adapt your products, services, and sales strategies to meet the evolving needs of your target audience and your customers. You identify opportunities and threats. So by monitoring these trends and competitor activities, you can spot emerging opportunities and potential threats early on. This foresight allows you to capitalize on new market openings and address challenges proactively. Stay ahead of the game. And then lastly, informed decision-making. When you have a comprehensive understanding of your competitive landscape and industry trends, you can make informed decisions about your business strategy, resource allocation, and growth initiatives. This knowledge helps you prioritize your efforts and investments more effectively, maximizing your chance of success. In a nutshell, evaluating competition and industry trends is essential to staying relevant, agile, and successful. So you have to keep a close eye on the market, stay informed, make smarter decisions, seize opportunities, and you'll ultimately outperform your competition. So how do you do this? Well, first, let's talk about, we sort of spoke about why it's important to research your competition, but let's go a little bit deeper into where are you going to be looking, because business is like a battlefield. And if you don't know what your competition is doing, you're fighting blind. Nobody wants that. So you have to understand all the strategies, the strengths, the weaknesses that give you the upper hand. So first, social media monitoring. Keep an eye on your competitors' social media accounts. What are they posting? How are they engaging with their audience? Learn from their successes and failures. Adapt your own strategy accordingly. Google Alerts. Set up Google Alerts for your competitors' name, their products, keywords related to your industry. Be notified whenever they're mentioned online. This gives you insights into their moves and their strategies. Competitor website analysis. So visit your competitor's website, analyze their content, design, and overall user experience. What can you learn from them? What are they doing right or wrong? Take this knowledge, use it to improve your own website. And SEO tools. So use tools like Ahrefs, SEMrush to analyze competitors' backlinks, keyword rankings, organic search traffic. This information can help you identify opportunities to outrank them, and you get more visibility online. Tons of real-world examples. Almost any company is doing some level of competitive research. Just a note on competitive research, though. Just because you're looking at a company doesn't necessarily mean they're doing things perfectly, properly, or better than what you can do. So this is the benchmark. This is what you know to be the de facto in the industry, and then you're going to take what they're doing and improve upon it. So step one, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but then ultimately, you will want to improve upon it because the goal will be for you to do this thing and target these customers and market your product better than the competition. Next, now we understand where to look for competitors, but let's dive into the nitty-gritty of the tools and sources that you can use to gather intel on them. Remember, knowledge is power, so let's level up. Customer reviews. Start by checking out what people are saying about your competitors. Look at reviews on sites like Yelp, Google, Amazon, or any industry-specific platform. The feedback from real customers is a goldmine for understanding their strengths, their weaknesses, and areas where you can outshine them. Social listening. Use tools like Hootsuite, Mention, or Sprout Social. These monitor your competitors' social media presence. You can see how they engage with their audience, what kind of content they're sharing, how people are responding. You can also spy on their ads. So you can use Ad Espresso, Ad Beat, or What Runs Where. These are all tools that help you analyze your competitors' advertising strategy. So you see which platforms are using, what their ad creatives look like, how much they're spending. You use this to optimize your own ads and outperform them, and then analyze their content. Content is king. So check out their blogs, their podcasts, their videos, other content they're putting out. What topics are they covering? What format works best for them against the audience that you're trying to target? Use tools like BuzzSumo to find their top performing content and learn from it to create even better content. After you understand where to look, then you want to start comparing your offerings with competitors. So you have the tools and the tactics for research. Now you got to benchmark your offer versus theirs. So first, features and benefits. Break down your products or services and your competitors' products or services in terms of features and benefits. What do you offer that they don't, and vice versa? Find those gaps, figure out how you can fill them, and give your customers more value. Price comparison. Understand how your pricing stacks up against your competitors. Are you charging more or less? Is there a reason for the difference? Use this information to create a pricing strategy that highlights your value prop while staying competitive. Quality and performance. Compare the quality and performance of your products or services with your competitors. Are there any aspects where you can improve or where they already excel? Use this information to build on your strengths and address your weaknesses. And lastly, customer support and service. Look at how your competitors handle customer support and service. Are they offering exceptional service? Or are they dropping the ball? That could be low-hanging fruit. Learn from their successes and failures. Make sure your own customer support game is on point. A few examples about this step. When Dollar Shave Club entered the razor market, they compared their offerings to established brands like Gillette. They identified a gap in the market for affordable, high-quality razors delivered right to your door. And as a result, they grew their business to over 3 million subscribers and were acquired by Unilever for $1 billion in 2016. Lesson: find the gaps in your competitors' offerings and capitalize on them. In the world of smartphones, Apple and Samsung constantly compare their devices in terms of features, performance, and design. When Apple introduced Face ID with iPhone X, they had a unique selling point that distinguished them from competitors. According to Statista, Apple sold over 217 million iPhones in 2018 alone, proving that differentiation can lead to huge success. There's a lot more to it as well. I mean, they've built a beautiful brand, but the point is, in terms of core product, there's very few points of differentiation between Apple and Samsung, but the ones that are there, plus a strong brand, has led to market domination by Apple. Lesson: understand your competitors' strengths and weaknesses and innovate to create products that consumers love. And one of those weaknesses actually could be brand or affinity with consumers, for example. Next, you want to identify your unique selling proposition. Identifying your USP. This is where you separate yourself from the competition. Let's do this. Understand your customers. To identify your USP, you first have to start by diving deep into your target audience's needs, wants, and pain points. The better you understand them, the better you can tailor your offerings to address their unique challenges. Then you find your differentiator. Identify the key aspects that set your products or service apart from the competition. This could be anything from innovative features, exceptional quality, or a revolutionary approach to solving a problem. Then you have to communicate your USP effectively. So once you've nailed down your USP, make sure it's front and center in all your marketing materials, your website, your social, your media, your ads, and content. They should all convey your USP clearly and compellingly. And that should permeate your sales and your marketing component of your business. So if you do have a marketing team and a sales team, make sure that everybody understands what the USP is and they're all communicating it in the same way to your customer. And lastly, test and iterate. So continuously test and refine your USP. As you gather more data and feedback from your customers, you're going to stay agile, you're going to stay adaptable, and you're going to ensure that your USP remains relevant and effective. A couple more case studies to back this up. Take a look at Tom's Shoes. Their USP is their one-for-one model. For every pair of shoes sold, they donate a pair to a child in need. By focusing on social impact, they've differentiated themselves from other shoe brands and they've built a loyal customer base. According to their website, they've donated over 100 million pairs of shoes since their launch in 2006. Lesson: a powerful USP can drive both customer loyalty and social impact. Second case study: when Slack entered the crowded market of team communication tools, they set themselves apart with a user-friendly interface, seamless integration, and powerful search features. By owning in on their USP, they've grown to over 12 million daily active users end of 2021 and have become the go-to communication tool for businesses worldwide. What's the lesson there? Understand your audience's pain points and create a USP that addresses them head on. We're almost done here, but we want to just talk about monitoring and anticipating new industry trends to stay ahead of the game. This is so that you can adapt to your customers' ever-changing needs. How do you stay ahead? Well, number one, stay informed. So this is not a set it and forget it process. You have to regularly read industry news, research reports, blogs. You keep up with the latest trends and development. Subscribe to relevant newsletters, podcasts, YouTube channels. Make sure you never miss a beat. You leverage data. Use data and analytics tools like Google Analytics, SEMrush, Ahrefs to track trends, measure your performance, identify emerging opportunities. Network and collaborate. You go to industry events, conferences, webinars to connect with other professionals that share insights in your industry or with what you're building. Engage with thought leaders, influencers. This will allow you to stay ahead of the curve and then be adaptable. Be ready to pivot and adapt your sales approach, products, or services based on emerging trends and customer feedback. Always be open to change and innovation. For example, when COVID-19 hit, many businesses had to quickly adapt to the massive shift in consumer behavior. Restaurants pivoted to online ordering and contactless delivery. Fitness studios offered virtual classes. According to McKinsey, the pandemic accelerated the shift to digital by 5 years in just a matter of months. Be ready to adapt to unexpected trends and challenges to stay relevant and meet customer needs. I mean, another great example is Netflix. They are the perfect example of a company that successfully anticipated and adapted to industry trends. They started as a DVD rental service, pivoted to streaming, later invested heavily in original content. They have hundreds of millions of subscribers. What's the lesson here? Continuously monitor industry trends and be willing to pivot your business model to stay ahead of the curve. And the last point in this entire session is to adjust your sales approach and tactics respective of what the market and the industry is doing. So just to walk back to make sure that we understand the journey that we've been on, right? So we first researched competitors. And then after we researched competitors, we found some tools for competitor analysis. But then we started comparing what we have. We differentiated ourselves with our USP. And then we started to look ahead for new trends so that we could always stay relevant. Just knowing the new trends doesn't matter if you don't know how to adjust how you sell your product to those emerging and evolving trends. This means that looking forward and having customer feedback loops is key. Now, a couple more tactical things: track performance. So use CRM tools like HubSpot or Salesforce to track sales performance, conversion rates, customer interactions. You're always going to be identifying areas where you're excelling and areas that need improvement. And this will change over time. Test and optimize. Continuously A/B test your sales messaging, your channels, your tactics to find the most effective strategies. Use what you learn to optimize your approach. Make data-driven decisions. What works today will not be what works in 2 years from now, or maybe even 6 months. Who knows? Listen to your customers. Make it a priority to gather and act on customer feedback. Build that feedback loop. Use tools like surveys, interviews, social listening. Gain insights into your customers' needs, preferences, and pain points. And lastly, you know, not to reiterate too many times, but I really can't say it enough, stay agile. So be ready to adapt your sales approach based on emerging trends, competitor moves, customer feedback. You have to embrace change. As a business owner, you have to embrace change. A couple examples. When Spotify noticed a shift in how people consume audio content, they adjusted their strategy to focus more on podcasts. So they spent over $1 billion on podcast-related acquisitions and now host over 3.2 million podcasts on their platform. You have to recognize industry trends, adjust your sales approach to capitalize on these new opportunities. Ultimately, this is a little playbook on how to stay ahead of the game. You have to be proactive. You have to research. You have to know what makes you unique, your USP. You have to be ready to adapt to industry trends. You have to keep hustling. You have to stay nimble. And if you do all these things and you keep these things top of mind, it's not a set it and forget it. It's an ongoing thought process. You'll crush it in your market. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.